Let me tell you about a man who bought a new gadget. Undassembled, of course. He read the instructions again and again, but couldn't figure out how to put it together. Finally asked an old handyman for help. The old man picked up the pieces, studied them, and began putting them together. Soon he had assembled the gadget perfectly. "That's amazing," the young man said. "You did it without even looking at the instructions." "Fact is," the old handyman replied, "I can't read. And when a fellow can't read, he's got to think." Truly, there is no such thing as an unskilled job. Every job involves skill. Every job requires a specific ability. Some jobs demand physical strength. Others require academic skills. Still others need a degree of mechanical ability. Our materialistic society says that certain jobs are better than others and that unskilled jobs are demeaning. But God has a different view. In God's eyes, we are all of equal worth. Clearly, we are blessed with widely varied abilities, skills, intelligence, and spiritual gifts. As Romans 12:6 says, we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. God has made each of us unique in our abilities. Yes, some are more intelligent than others. Some can work with their hands far better than others. Personally, I am somewhat of a klutz with manual things. But in God's eyes, our value is not in what we do, but in who we are. Scripture gives great honor to people who labor with mechanical skill. It exalts the diligent, faithful worker. God greatly used Gideon, a farmer, and Peter, a fisherman. God works through spiritual men and women regardless of their wealth or status. Please don't misunderstand. God can use talented and wise people also. But often those with great ability are too proud to open themselves up to God. So throughout biblical history, God has used ordinary people with common occupations. Under the pressure of society, it's easy for us to be jealous of another who seems to have greater gifts and abilities. But jealousy is a form of coveting. It's sin. As James 3:16 says, it leads to disorder and every evil thing. As Christians, we must recognize the abilities God has given us. We must help one another find our most productive place. Not the place the world values and shoves us into, but the place where God wants us. The place where God will use our abilities and further develop our gifts for His purpose. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Jerry White.